Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome up this to Sand Stick Radio. This your boy Cash, chillin' ass dude. So what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, babe?
Janine, what's happening with you? I see you on time today.
She fixed the watch.
I'm actually early.
Not a spot. It's been a long day. Oh, my God, y'all. This has been a long day.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll check this out. We're going to kick this off like this. I've been trying to figure something out. I've been watching. I mean, everybody, I'm pretty sure everybody got a Facebook account or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And they've been posting this guy probably about 2 weeks now. And he goes up to the pool pit. And he grabs the microphone and he gets talking about he don't like men no more. Women, 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 women. All he wants is a woman. I mean, do y'all really fall for that?
Wait, what?
Do you fall for it?
For a gay guy gone straight?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because if y'all seen me, like, I ain't gay no more. I ain't going to be wearing purses. I ain't going to be wearing lipstick. I ain't going to be wearing dresses. Really, you've been doing this shit for all the time. Now, all of a sudden, you just ain't going to do it no more, huh? I just don't get it.
I mean, who was he talking to when he said it?
He was in front of the church. He was. I guess that was his testimony.
Oh, he was testifying?
Yeah. You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen it. Mm-mm.
Nor have I, but I still don't go for the gay guy going straight. I just, it don't, that don't register to me.
I'm just trying to figure it out because I'm like, okay, you know, he get to hollering and he yelling and he's screaming. I mean, he's passionate about it, but then my whole thing is really like, I just can't believe it. Maybe I'm just not a nice person, but. I can't believe it. I'm all of a sudden now you're not gay. What's up?
You know what that sounds like to me personally, and I don't know the man, I don't know his story, situation, whatever. But to me, that just sounds like, you know, you're scorned, you're hurt, you're disappointed over something that happened. You know what I mean? In your current or relationship or whatever that you got out of, and now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you denouncing the whole thing. I mean, shit, women go on a tirade all the time, saying, you know what I'm saying, fuck niggas. I'm not fucking with no more niggas. Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying? Same thing.
Well, I guess. Mia, what's happening?
Hey, hey.
Not much. Hey, have you seen the guy that's been all over the internet? He talking about he ain't gay no more.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He at the church, he giving his testimony. I'm not gay no more. I like women. I mean, he put bass in his voice and everything. So he done went from I'm not gay no more to I like women. I mean, really? Come on, who the fuck was you fooling? Okay, well, let me ask.
So he was fully gay, and then all of a sudden he just woke up and he ain't gay no more, right?
That's what he's saying.
Well, people say they get delivered.
That's what he kept saying. I'm delivered. I'm delivered.
How old is this man? And how long has he been gay?
I don't know how old he is, but he don't look like he's that old.
Well, it wouldn't matter.
You know how they say they want to step out the closet? Maybe he said he stepped back in the closet.
Once you out, that door lock.
Right. Ain't no going back. I don't buy it. Because, I mean, you know, not to put my own, you know, business out there or whatever, but I have a gay uncle, and, like, he has a child, you know what I'm saying? His son is, like, 19 or 20 now or something like that. But when he was with the woman, I mean, you could just tell, like, it was kind of one of the sort of, you know, like, that's what he was doing because that's what was expected of him. But you could tell that, you know, that's not really what he wanted. So, like, just to hear him today talking about, well, I'm not gay no more, you know, I'm just, yeah, right, I don't buy it. I can't even see that and feel it being true.
Maybe he got delivered, too.
Don't say you're not gay no more. Just say you ain't fucking around right now.
Right. Exactly. But that was it. They sound like he scorned or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, something happened in his last relationship, and now he's, you know, I'm not going to do this no more type of shit. But like I said, you know, women do that all the time. You know what I mean?
I'm going to try to live right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to live right. I'm really going to try. You know what I'm saying? Say that. Don't just throw the towel in like you really doing it because it's not working.
You can backslide on a lot of things. I mean, like, motherfuckers be drinking. They say, well, I'm going to stop drinking, and they backslide.
Mm-hmm. So
that happens. Drug addicts. You may 10 years, 10, 15, 20 years sober. You fuck around, you might backslide.
Mm-hmm.
But for a man to backslide into a dick,
he said slid too far, bro.
Right. What are you sliding to?
But the Bible do say speaking into existence, so he was trying to speak it into existence. That's what he was trying to do. Plunge speed.
I understand that theory, but come on. Then they turned around and said they got the motherfucker for fraud. And him, that the church been doing some old fake fuck ass shit. So now I really don't believe that he was really confident in saying that he wasn't gay no more.
That's like them people that be on TV when you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go pee, and they on there talking about, I can walk. Oh, thank you, Lord, I can walk. Oh, I don't need my cane no more. It's the holy water. They trying to get some money.
I'm serious. My thing is, okay, if this miracle water works so much, you do know I want to be rich, right? Make it happen.
Not miracle water, though.
Well, it is. You got motherfuckers ain't walked in 20 years. Get up. Get up. In the name of the Lord, get up. Look how them she's walking, really.
So that bitch has been faking Social Security for 20 years.
Right, so now if I'm the Social Security people, I'm coming after her ass. Oh, you've been faking.
Oh, you just been delivered. Is that what it is? You just, whew. Come on now.
Well, could you get away with that?
You can't. No more than you can get away with saying you're not gay anymore.
No, seriously, like if you was in court and let's just say if they came and said they tried to get you for fraud, and you're like, well, I was delivered. Who can you say? I mean, you can't say this. Well, you got a good point.
A lot of people who are, you know, gay, swear up and down, well, I was born this way. I was born this way. So, I mean, that is to say, you know, that's like, I mean, I'm not gay no more. God said it was okay for me to be gay because I was born this way. But now I've decided that that's not all right no more. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Oh, no, I was just wondering, did anybody see him? Because he just had me cracking up. I get a kick out of watching him. I don't care what they put it in cartoon form. They put the, especially when they be like, boy, they be on his ass too. And he just looked like, he looked so timid too. Until you get to talking about, I want a woman. Like, really?
And do that even sound believable to you?
I mean, I'm
just speaking
saying.
In tongues.
Is that what he was speaking in tongues?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure he used tongues.
Right, right.
Oh.
That's not it.
Or the things y'all come up with.
I got a question since we're talking about shit that's going on in the media. All right, so I'm not. My question is not whether or not you think Bill Cosby did it, okay, or anything.
Hell yeah, he did it. Hell yeah, Bill did it.
Okay, what did he do?
What did he do?
He did? Not Bill.
Bill out there raping hoes.
Shut up.
Okay, my question was not whether or not he was guilty or innocent. My question is, do y'all, because they were saying on the radio that, you know, you can't watch none of Bill Cosby shit no more or listen to none of his comedy no more the same. And I feel like, you know, a person's private life separate from their art. And I'm not saying that, like I said, my question is not whether or not he did it, okay, or it's not his guilt or his innocence. My thing is, he got a fucked up personal life. That don't make him less funny to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, do y'all feel like you can't never, like, himself is the funniest to me, like, the funniest, you know what I'm saying, comedy, like, stand-up thing. I could watch that shit, you know what I'm saying, once a week type shit. It's not going to change that for me. Do y'all feel like that? Like, he ain't funny no more, or, you know, his shit he used to like. But he got years and years worth of comedic genius, and now all of a sudden, because he got a fucked up private life, he ain't funny no more?
No, I ain't going to say that. But, yeah, I ain't going to lie and say that I ain't going to look at Bill different now. Because, I mean, you know what? When you put yourself out there like, okay, I mean, Bill's he put his stuff next to God, like shit. I mean, he crucified anybody that even said, you black people are just ignorant. Y'all doing this, y'all doing that. You didn't try to put yourself on a pedestal like you are the premier dad of the century. And you are fucking all these hoes. You raping bitches. Come on, Bill. Bill been raping bitches since the 70s. No, seriously.
Wow.
What is it, like 15 or 20 people that came out the woodworks now?
Dang.
My thing is, okay, you know, my thing with the whole, like, my question is, okay, R. Kelly pissing on people and fucking little girls, y'all still listen to his music. You know what I'm saying? Michael was out there fucking with the little boys. Y'all still listen to his music. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was not demeaning him like his art.
Yeah, they
were.
I mean, you still going to listen to his music. I mean, Bill's still going to be funny, but he's going to be a funny-ass rapist.
And that's where I'm coming from. It's like, because they were saying on the radio, I was listening to TLC this morning, and they was like, you know, you just can't look, you know, you can't listen to none of his stand-up, or you can't watch the show or any of that and look at, you know what I'm saying, feel the same way. Okay, I just personally, like, I don't agree with that. I mean, a person's personal life is fucked up, but that doesn't make their art any less artistic or whatever. You know what I mean?
Okay, I understand that, but, I mean, at the end of the day, just like you said, I mean, that's just like, you know, Michael Jackson was a musical genius. I say that to this day. Would I let my kids stay with him? Hell no. R. Kelly, sing his ass off. Could that motherfucker come over here and take my daughter for singing lessons? Hell no.
Right. I mean, you know, the man fucked up. Everybody got a fucked up personal life. I mean, shit, especially them celebrities. Like, you might not know it all, but they got fucked up lives too.
Well, I mean,
my thing is,
go ahead.
Why they wait till this man 77 years old to bring this shit out?
Exactly. And that's why I'm thinking that this is some scandal type shit. Like, why now? And this man's last fucking years are now all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying?
And then Dixon on top of that. And then who is this other white woman on here? Barbara Bowman? Who is she?
I don't Bill, quit playing them hoes. That's what it is. Oh, fuck y'all, bitch. I ain't got to pay y'all.
Talking about that, he drugged and raped me, too. How many years ago was that? I mean,
that
not the fact that it changes anything, but at the same time, what? Nah, it won't change. I still watch it, whatever. The Cosby Show, come on, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, but I'm
how the fuck else they thought he was going to get masked?
What you think? You said how the fuck you thought he was going to get some ass.
Yeah, how the fuck else they thought? Yeah, you his ugly ass. When nobody trying to fuck him, they knew what the fuck. He knew what the fuck he was doing. He was probably putting all kinds of shit in there.
Was a dope head anyway. She probably wanted. She probably said, give me some drugs. I want some drugs. Shit,
that's
probably
what
she wanted.
He probably was putting all type of shit, giving them whatever they wanted. Shit.
Exactly. And now
she didn't want no Gucci bag. She wanted some drugs. So here you go. Whatever, what you want, Gucci bag or the drugs, I'm still going to fuck. That's what he said.
What y'all telling me is Bill was putting roofies in bitches' drinks?
That's what they say.
I don't know, but that's what you would have to do for me to fuck them. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Okay, and I can understand that. Bill might not be the most, especially when he gets the, yeah.
I know, right?
It doesn't matter him on top of you with this, yeah.
He might be hung low. I don't know. See, you don't know what Bill was working with back then.
I don't care what he working with.
Bill had a little change in his pocket, too.
Ain't no and that was my thing. Now, Bill did have some paper. So, I mean, you have to think, if a motherfucker fucked 8-Ball and MJG, they'll fuck Bill Cosby.
Right. And my thing is, you're talking about grown people. You know what I'm saying? Grown people who all of a sudden coming out the woodworks. Come on,
did
now.
Lisa, did Lisa Bonet come out yet? I'm pretty sure Bill fucked him. Bill didn't fuck her and the other one too. Well, the other one, Sandra. I didn't get them roles for nothing. Got Theo on Sons of Anarchy being a gangster now. Is his life all fucked up?
Well, apparently his thing was to drug him because it's like three of them on here said that they were drugged by him. So, you know, Lisa, she kind of fucked up his mind. So maybe he did put a little something in it.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, I've always said this. Remember when he kicked off the show? I was like, man, that was when he was younger. I was like, Bill just mad. She didn't give him none of that pussy.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Everybody thought that was so far-fetched. Look now.
I hate to hear about you, Bill. Shit. The little legacy ain't gonna be shit when you die.
But then you know what? That could be. You probably bring up a valid point. Fuck it, Bill is like an icon. Fuck it, let's tear him down like we do the rest of the niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what it seems like.
It could be it, but at the same time, you put yourself. Look here, I'm going to tell you like this. If I got to the popularity that Bill Cosby did, I wouldn't downgrade nobody. Because, I mean, you know, just as far, I mean, just as quick as you rose up, when them motherfuckers don't like you no more, they're going to take your ass down, and he's the perfect example. He's supposed to be. Me personally, I don't think he should ever have the title America's Dad any damn way. I think they should have gave it to James Evans. But that's my personal opinion. Come on. James kept the family together just like Bill did.
Did nobody want James Evans to be their father? Nobody want his ass.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Been looking for a job for 15 years.
Exactly. James still kept the family together. James kept the family together. He had no money. Florida didn't have no money. Look at Florida. Florida didn't look nothing like Felicia Rashad.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Picking the shit out of them kids.
Look,
JJ anorexic. Who the hell gonna want him to be their father?
Well,
JJ anorexic.
James was a whole lot believable than Bill was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was for us hood people that grew up.
What?
That was for us hood people.
Okay, well, let me give you.
They was the African American dream family.
To show what we could be. That's what that was.
Okay, let me just. Okay, it was an episode that I remember. Theo got, they found a joint in Theo's bag. Like, could you imagine if that was James, what he was going to do to JJ?
Yeah.
That's realistic. That's just like Rudy got a kiss for stealing. She didn't let her mama purse and stole. And went and bought a shirt that lights up that didn't work. Now, don't you feel bad? Yes. Come on now. You got caught stealing out your mama purse. What's going to happen? Oh, she's going to beat the brakes off your motherfucking ass.
Oh, they remember when
it was a different time of
era,
though.
Yeah, and it did cause people to change on how they raise their kids. It did.
Now look at them now. Fucked up.
Oh, goodness. I just think there is a middle ground that they needed to come to. I think sometimes they was too hard, and then you can't be too lenient. There has to be a middle ground.
Who was too hard? James?
Damn, he was too hard.
Shit, James ain't they daddy. Shit. First we told Mad Dog I'm going to slap a muzzle on your ass. They should have let James cuss.
The best boy ever.
They should have let James cuss. Remember the little boy that came over there with Michael? He got to talk mm-hmm. to shit. Jay took him in the room and tore his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna come over my house disrespecting me? Then told him, now go on in there and eat. Theo and Cockroach, they ain't do shit. I ain't never seen a kid that didn't do nothing. God damn, he ain't smoke, he ain't drink.
Oh, he got his ears pierced.
Oh, yeah, he got his ears pierced.
His ears pierced.
Mm-hmm.
And then remember when Vanessa went to the bar?
She got drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then and what they do to her? Let's play the drinking game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Come in the house drunk if you want to. Your mom be beating your ass all while you drunk. I bet you won't bring your ass up in my motherfucking house no more drunk.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I'm so tired. Okay.
If anybody disagrees, I guess Janine just wants to live that Claire Huxtable lifestyle.
Excuse me?
I guess you want to live that Claire Huxtable lifestyle.
I'm not saying that. I just feel like it's the middle ground. I don't think we have to be that hard, you know, on them. You know, sometimes we prevented our kids from doing things and experience in life when we always tell them what they can't do. Because all we heard was, you can't do this, you can't do that, don't do it. And there's no reason behind it. We don't get no reason just because we said so.
Because I said so. I was reason enough for that. Okay.
Well, that wasn't reason enough for me. That's why I went out there and found the shit out for myself. Because, I mean, kids, we got to learn. We're going to have to get out there on our own.
So what you're saying is that, I mean, in every scenario, you should like it. Well, this is why you shouldn't do this. This is why you shouldn't do that. You truly believe that.
What, that kids can have an explanation with certain things? Yeah.
An explanation?
Yeah. A reasoning to help them understand why we do the thing, why we tell them things. Yes. I believe some things. I don't believe everything, but yeah, some things I do.
Okay. So if they say, if you say, take the garbage out, well, why I got to take it out?
You said, they said what?
Like, if you tell your kid to take the garbage out, and he or she said, well, why I got to take it out? You got to give them an explanation.
Oh, Mike, for that first time, yeah.
So I ain't giving
this. You a boy. Well, I know that's you. I'm just saying.
I'm busting this. What the fuck you say? Get your mother. I understand.
I mean, that's something more different than what I'm saying, but I'm saying when you stunt a child's growth when you always tell them what they can't do, just like they used to tell my kids, they used to laugh at my kids because they did shit that black people usually don't do. My kids ice skated and played tennis and, you know, they did shit like that. But we look at that as, what the fuck they doing that shit for? You just got them doing out there doing anything. Them white folks shit. Why we can't do it? Okay? Yeah. But that was their mindset, and that's what they tried to push on us, you know? And they don't understand that that's what they're doing to us. They're limiting our growth. Make kids scared to go out there and try to do shit.
I mean, okay. It's certain things I can understand that with. But certain things I feel like, okay, I mean, some things you should be limited to doing because you're a kid.
Yeah, like, for example, why I got to come in the house at a certain time. You know what I mean? Like, okay, on one hand, you do need to explain it because it's dangerous out there, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, but on the other hand, shit, because that's when the fuck I told you to come in the house. And that's that. You know what I mean? That's fucking that. And don't ask me why do I have to come in the house at a certain time when such and such gets to stay out at a certain time. And when such and such don't show the fuck up back at home, you'll understand, you know what I'm saying, why. That's what we be trying to prevent.
Okay, so you don't feel that you should show them. So what if your child was, you know, some kids are so nurtured, they don't know the types of things that go on. So that's what I'm saying. Why can't we communicate these things to our kids? Because you feel like they're a kid, they can't understand? I mean, I know a certain age group. I mean, if you feel that way, okay, you need to come in the house. Because, you know, look at this on TV. You could show them all type of shit on TV. People don't feel like they have to do that. Why can't you show them to make them aware of how the world is? That's what I'm saying.
But isn't that what child rearing is? Ain't that why we, you know what I'm saying, why we do what we do as parents? So that.
But you're not telling
that
them
is
why. That's just like, okay, they told us not to smoke. Why I can't smoke? You smoke. You see what I'm saying? And it's just like, you're not giving me a reason. So, of course, yeah, I shouldn't smoke, but I'm going to try it anyway because you told me not to and you didn't give me no reason why I shouldn't.
Well, shit, look at me coughing and hacking up a motherfucking lung.
And especially if I see you smoking, where they smoke. I mean, my stepfather smoked, so it's not like I didn't see somebody smoking in the house. It's the same with drinking. Hell, you drink. Yeah, we not supposed to drink, but we did it anyway. No communication.
I'm still going to be the hey, I don't give a damn. All that. Nah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, okay, everything ain't. I just don't think I got to communicate with everything that I say. Everything that I say, I don't have to give you a reason. I mean, you're not, most kids are not stupid. They're not dumb. I mean, just everyday life is going to teach you this, that, and other.
Do you want everyday life to teach them?
It's going to teach them. It's going to teach them regardless. Regardless of what you want to do.
A lot of things are, but if I can try to teach them as much as I know, why can't
that's
I
just
do
like,
it before life teaches them?
Okay, that's just like you said, smoking. Okay. I mean, even when you was a kid, when you were a young kid, I mean, you knew smoking was bad. You knew smoking was bad for you. So now, I mean, it was just certain things you wasn't going to walk up to your mama at the age of 5 and say, give me a cigarette. Can I have one? Because you knew you wasn't supposed to do that. So now for me, for you to walk up to me at age 9 or 10 and say, well, I can't smoke. Really? Come on now, go sit your ass down. Now you just trying to test me.
Well, first of all, you will hope an 8 or 9 year old not wanting to smoke anyway.
I mean, but
I heard a dude the other day tell me he started smoking when he was 10 years old.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, when you say that, okay, I need to tell them this and that. Certain things we shouldn't have to tell them. Certain things is just common sense. God gave even kids. Gave kids common sense to know right from wrong. Once you got a certain age, you're not going to be no 12 years old thinking that it's okay to smoke a cigarette. Yeah, you're not. Because if that was the case, you would walk past me in 5 foot square without even thinking twice. You was 5 foot square just like you eating candy. You ain't going to go in there, grab a beer, sit next to me, talk about who winning the game. You're not going to do that. Because if you did, you know what I'm going to do to you. But then if I catch you drinking or smoking, and the first thing you come to me and say, well, why can't I do it? Okay. I got to sit down and explain this to you? All right. You just playing me for a zip damn fool.
Oh, goodness. I mean, you would think that kids know everything and they learn things and from their friends and all this and that. All I'm saying is I just wanted to teach my kids and communicate with them before they learned it out there in the street, before people telling them stuff that ain't even true. So
that's like birds to the bees. I understand.
But just like they telling, they, you know, back then they didn't think sucking dick was having sex. That was this whole big old thing going around. But my thing is, if the first thing when our kids come to us and they can't even talk to us, because our first instinct is always, don't ask me no questions. I'm talking about how our parents did. Don't ask them nothing. You see
what I'm saying?
We never would come to our parents and ask them these types of things when we had questions. All I'm saying is we need to be more open and communicate with our kids. Because she came to me and was like, you know, my friend said sucking dick is not having sex. Is it the same? Yes. And I'm about to give you a book and show you all the diseases that you can get.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If I had called a girl like that, she'd been like, well, mom, they said sucking dick ain't having sex. You know what? You're absolutely right. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have had my shit back. By the time I was 10, that boy get his dick sucked every night.
You are the person that Janine is trying to
No, but I'm just saying. And I understand. I mean, some kids are more. You know what? I think it's basically know your kid. I mean, some kids are more naive than others. Now, if you got a kid that you just feel it, just you really just feel like, okay, this kid is just totally naive, then yeah, you may have to. But some of these motherfuckers are nickel slick, and them motherfuckers, the ones that like mine, them motherfuckers are slick. Them motherfuckers, I don't think I got a naive kid at all. Not none of them. I just think they try to play me because they try to be like, okay, I'm gonna play on the fact that he's dead. And I'm going to try to see how far I can get with him. But no, I don't think none of them, not at all.
Well, I was nickel slick. Okay. I was nickel slick too. And I thought I was smart and I was going to do. My thing was I wanted somebody to tell me. So because nobody would talk to me, I have this high learning thing. I have to know stuff. That's just me. It's just my brain. We want to know. Okay, well, what happens with that? And when you don't give me that, I'm going to go get it on my own. Whichever way I went out there and did it, which was wrong. So I would have rather somebody came to me and said, oh, you shouldn't do that because of this and that. Read up on this. Look at this or something. Don't just let me go out there into the world and learn it all by myself.
Well,
yeah, that's why I tell my daughter, I don't say, let me tell you or I'm going to teach you this. I just say, let me shine a light for you. Let me shine a light on this for you.
Okay.
And
now,
she's like,
some people may look at you as inquisitive. Some people may look at you as you was a little hard-headed little fucker. But I'm okay.
That's true.
I mean, in either case, you know, I mean, regardless of what we do, you know, and I'm not going to throw no stones at you because I was just as terrible. But my thing is, and this is just where I'm just speaking on me personally, I knew when I was doing wrong. I mean, regardless to like, all right, well, I'm going to find out on my own. I knew me even going down this path was the wrong path to even go down. But fuck it. Like you said, if you ain't going to tell me, I'm going to find out on my own. But bottom line, it was like, I already knew it was fucking wrong before I even did it. Certain things I just knew, like, I ain't supposed to be doing that.
You knew it was wrong, but did you know all the consequences and how it would affect you and anybody else? Everybody else that would be involved, all the consequences.
In certain cases, I did. In certain cases, I didn't. But the fact is, me knowing that it was wrong, I mean, for me to be aware that it was wrong, mm-hmm. man, I feel like, okay, you know, I was just being an ass about
you
it.
You had a choice. You had a choice to make, either do it
right.
or don't.
Right. I could have chose not to do it, or and you know, because like I said, overall, my initial went. Let's just say if I picked up a gun. I picked up a gun. I got my first gun when I was, what, 14? That was the first gun I ever had. I was 14. Now, I got this gun on me. I'm walking down the street. I'm like, okay, you know, I see these guys that I don't like. My partner say, man, there they go right there. Shoot. Now, I'm 14 years old. Nah, ain't nobody ever really schooled me about guns. Ain't nobody told me that, all right, guns kill, this, you know, the whole speech. Nobody ever gave me that whole lecture. But I knew if I pull that trigger and hit one of them, I'm in some serious fucking trouble. I pull the trigger anyway.
But do you think if they were communicating with you, and you had a better relationship, say, with your father, and he taught you how to use guns appropriately and taught you the importance of having a gun and what it means and things like that, you don't think maybe you would have made a different choice?
I don't know.
See, and that's the part I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part I'm saying. Would it have helped us to make a better choice? Yeah, I knew having sex, and that's why I said they made sex to be like this horrible thing you can't do. Sex is beautiful. It's meant to be. My thing is you should have taught us, instead of saying not to do it, taught us the importance of waiting and waiting for that person, that true love, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they wanted to talk to us about. And not to say people still wouldn't have did it anyway. I don't know, but I'm just saying. At least that maybe would have gave us information or something to make a different choice. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. That's just all I'm saying.
Just fast. That's all. You just fast.
Yeah.
Oh, my grandma used to say, just fast. Just hot in the motherfucking pants. Sit your ass down, the hot ass.
That's the same. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I learned from everybody else's mistakes, not what to do. I let you fuck up, and so I do the opposite.
Well, I mean, in certain cases that work. Certain cases it don't. I mean, shit. I mean, then that all falls back under peer pressure again. So, shit, I mean, mm-hmm. you could have got told, you know. Motherfucker, I'm going to tell you. I don't think I've ever been nobody's flunky, but I had a partner. And that motherfucker convinced me to do any damn thing. I don't know why he could. He probably was the one person all through school. I probably would have never gotten no damn trouble if it wasn't for him. But once he like, come on, man. Come on, let's do this. I don't know if it was just the look on his face that made the shit seem exciting. So I would do it. Just like, man, he'd be like, man, fuck it, we finna. He'd be like, hit that dude. Oh, man, I ain't even no fighting motherfucker like that. But he'd be like, well, fuck it, man. And next thing you know, here we are swinging. Now we fighting. And he would actually be like, that shit was fun, wasn't it? Like, really? So, I don't know. I ain't going to say that everything. But and as far as fucking, you know you weren't supposed to be fucking. Damn,
I don't know
way.
Nothing.
That's your story you sticking to.
They told me not to do it. They actually said it would act like it was bad or something. Hell, it wasn't bad when I tried it. Should have told me something different.
She scared shit out of me.
You must have had a big dick.
No,
Once you start, I don't see how people stop. I just don't see. I know people do. They be talking about they going back to celibacy and all this and that.
Once you got that first shot, it was off and running. With the folks dick around this corner, you probably went in the house and wanted to fight your mama. Oh, bitch, you didn't tell me it was this damn shit. Wonder I got four sisters and brothers. Shit.
Exactly.
See, I mean, well, you hide the pants. Look fast.
Whatever.
Nah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. My first time, I was like, is this what I've been... What the fuck I've been wasting my time playing basketball and football for? this is what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, my goodness.
What? I mean, shit. I'm not bullshitting. Once you, man, shit.
So you remember your first time, right?
Do I remember? Yeah, I remember my first time.
So, I always wanted to know, with guys or boys or whatever, how is it y'all first time? I mean, do y'all automatically know the routine or know how to pump?
That's something
y'all have to learn. Y'all learn over time.
Man, that's something you gotta learn. Shit, I was all out there. Well, that motherfucker got drilled in her asshole so quick, that bitch jumped straight out the mother. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm saying, hey, I went for the first hole I seen. Hey, I went for the first one I felt in doubt, but it, and now looking back on it, she must have been a hoe because that motherfucker went right in there. That motherfucker
like, not
like,
on the first time. You can't get
right. Hey, you know how motherfucker body stiffen up like she was a damn board. She stiffened. Motherfucker. What? No, because she was like. She had bent over like, okay, we're going to do a doggy style. All right. You know. Of course, I didn't tell her that it was my first time, you know, so shit. Hey, I looked for the first hole I seen. I seen that one. That motherfucker say, ooh. That motherfucker whole body stiffened out, boy. She looked back like, you son of a bitch. What? Shit. She said, you know what you just put it? I said, shit, in the hole. So, no, I mean, and I thought I was well prepared because I did my fair share of porno watching. I'm like, okay. This is the, you know, you is one motherfucker you all, I don't know this motherfucker. He was the ugliest motherfucker on porno. But he had a hell of a technique. I'm like, okay, he be fucking it. That's my technique right there. So I thought I had my technique down and everything. Boy, I got over there, got undressed. I mean, shit. That motherfucker bent over and spread it like shit. Come on. Of course, I couldn't be like, could you tell me which one to go to? Shut that off. So I'm like, oh, okay. I bet in hindsight, I bet she wish she would have told me then. That motherfucker, boy.
Well, you said she didn't know that was your first time, so she probably thought she already knew.
I still was lying. She was like, put it in my ass. So I was like, I thought that's where you wanted it.
Oh, my goodness.
And the technique that I thought that I was going to be like that porno star, yeah, that didn't happen. That technique went totally out the window. I got in that first stroke. I can honestly say that was the Jackrabbit theory. Because I was in that motherfucker. I didn't want to come out of it. I'm not coming out. He's like, you got a pump. Nope.
You were just sitting there in it.
In it, like.
In it, hibernated. Like, what?
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Shit, I lost that first stroke. I lost it. I was like,
what? Why was I wasting my time playing
basketball? Yeah,
this nigga don't get up off of me.
And I pushed that motherfucker all the way in, too. I ain't want to see shit. I had that motherfucker all the way in there. She like, and see, because I heard that, oh shit, I'm in that motherfucker just yelling. She's like, you got a pump. Mm-mm, no, I don't. I can stay right here. And once I started pumping, I was like, oh my God. Yes. Like, shit.
You were whistling?
No, I was upset with, I thought that it was going to be like, you know, one of them wham bam, thank you, ma'am. Shit, I lasted like 20 minutes. I was getting upset because I really want the, I was ready for the climax. Shit, I'm like, shit, I've been pumping about 20 minutes now. And this motherfucker moaning and hollering and yelling. And I mean, granted, it feels good, but I want to see. Oh, there it go. That motherfucker after that, shit, I'm knocking on the door. Right? Yeah, I went out. She went and got me a towel. Came back in, wiped me off. She said, don't tell nobody. I said, all right. I ain't tell nobody, but I'd be goddamn. I'm about 20 minutes later, I doubled back. What you doing? She's like, what? What you doing? My mama here. She finna leave? What? She looking at me like, why? I want to do it again. Shit.
I know you did.
Shit, I swear I did. She looked at me and slammed the door in my face like, shit, you don't get no more. Not today. Shit, I went over a friend's house.
You got to get me in trouble.
Right.
Right.
I went over a friend's house. What you doing? I heard you. Hey, I came straight out, too. I heard you fucking. She looked at me like, what? Yeah. Well, it's cool. I'm fucking now too. So you wanna fuck?
Oh my God. Yeah, right.
That didn't work out. That motherfucker kicked me right out.
you just knocking, just going, taking it.
Going door to door. Door to door.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
Yeah,
what's a free dick? What's a free dick?
Yeah, I'm going to hit you with the pleasure of a lifetime, baby. You can't beat this deal.
Face on my.
Hey, I'm looking at old motherfuckers walking past and people that I ain't never looked at. Like, I'm looking at. You know how you see, like, your neighbor, she was in her 40s or something. You still a kid. You never looked at her. I finally got me some pussy. She walked past me. Be like, hey, Miss Mabel. Hey, baby, what you doing? Nothing. And I, the whole time I'm thinking.
Damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
The whole time.
Like, you want to fuck Miss Mabel?
Man, hell yeah. I'd have told Miss Mabel her ass off. I'd have told Miss Mabel ass up. That's all she would have. You couldn't invite me. Because at that point, I thought if you invited me in the house, you wanted to fuck. I was hitting on grown women. Shit, they... Hey, baby, can you come in the house and help me do this? Yes, I can. What is he doing? Oh, shit, I thought she was trying to fuck. Boy, I want you to change this light bulb. Oh, shit. You called somebody else for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Goodness. Yes. I'm just saying, man. But see, it really and it didn't help. I mean, I had one flaw. One flaw. I was shy. I mean, so can you imagine wanting to fuck all the time and you shy? Just don't pan out. You like, I want to ask for some pussy, but I just don't know how.
He whispered in your ear. What you say?
Right. Man, I make me mad, motherfuckers. I walk, especially you go over chick house, like, all right. You like, oh, okay, parents ain't home. You know, you, and at that, by that time, I kind of figured I couldn't just be like, hey, give me some pussy. I figured I had to kind of like ease my way into it. I'm easing and easing and easing. Motherfucker talking about, all right, well, I'll see you at school tomorrow. What? School tomorrow. Okay. Off this bitch out. I ain't coming back on my head no more. Until I met one motherfucker. This motherfucker gonna tell me, hey, I said, you know, we talking and shit. She said, describe yourself. So I'm describing myself. You got any hair on your chest? I'm 16. I ain't even got a mustache yet. She sounded so disappointed. I said, mm-hmm. No. I said, no, I ain't got no hair on my chest. Oh. Oh. I'm out of my league with this motherfucker here. This motherfucker coming out of my league. This motherfucker here for to do some shit to me. I'm just saying
shit.
I'm at that motherfucker. We fuck. Hey, we fuck like grown ass people. We was shit. We wasn't having sex. We was fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Am I?
Why
my
you say that?
Cause shit. I mean, this motherfucker. I mean, cause you know what? I felt like I had to perform. You know, mm-hmm. I was shit. I was like one of them motherfuckers in Michael Jordan move. I was shit. I, this game 7. I got to win. You know, I can't with my Michael jersey, my Michael Jordan jersey on. I'm ready to play. And, I mean, you know, this motherfucker, I mean, normally, you know, you got to slide, you know, you kissing on it. You got to try to unsnap the bra and, you know what I'm saying, try to, you know, you try to pull the pants down and she, So, you know, tug at them again, You know, that was the ever flow of it when you was a teenager. I think by the time I locked the door, turned back around, she was butt naked. Oh, Lord. I got myself in. What the fuck? Wait a minute. Don't let me show you none of my techniques, none of my skills. I got to pop the balls. You a motherfucker butt naked.
Oh, no,
I have to put my game face on. Oh, shit. Hey, we went hard.
So you ain't never seen no butt naked woman before? Or they just always just pulled their pants down?
You know what? To that day, no motherfucker pulled their pants down. A motherfucker, you know, motherfuckers scared. They didn't want to take their shirts off and all that shit. Or,
mm-hmm.
And so that's why I never bothered with shirts. Because I used to be like, fuck it up. That ain't what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that T-bone. So, I mean, shit. So for me to turn around, I'm telling you, this is like, y'all ever seen Bruce Almighty when he just do that one move and all his clothes come off? That was her.
Well, did she look good? I guess.
Hell yeah, shit. I was like, oh, I got to perform. Oh no, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up? What's up?
What's up? Who this?
It's Drew.
What's up, Drew?
He sound like something didn't go right for him last night.
He hung up so fast. Goddamn. Judah went over there. Now, look, I done got kicked the bitch. I done did shit. And they still didn't kick me out of the bed again. Drew, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Drew sound like he's getting his dick sucked here.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's not like this. Mm-hmm. Like Drew is in it.
Nah, I wish.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell her I said hi. Hey, you like, tell her, say hi to CNC. Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go.
Hi.
Mm-mm. Oh, you are so dumb. What? I'm just saying shit. I mean, all right, like I said, okay, when y'all teenagers, y'all used to get butt naked or y'all kept the t-shirt on, the shirt on too?
Just talking about.
Man, they think, I told them after my first time, I was addicted. I had to have sex all the time after that. I was knocking on motherfuckers' door like I was a Girl Scout.
You sound like me.
Yeah, shit. I mean, shit. I got told for shit, man. I could have laid that motherfucker all day.
I got a late start, so that's probably why I was so addicted.
Now, and you know what? My thing was, like I said, I didn't really, like, I was addicted to it, but it was like a motherfucker. I was like a geeker. You know, geekers don't really get high all the time. They just run around the house. They run around all day. They look fucked up. But they can't get it all the time. But now they doing odd jobs, doing no fucked up shit. I'm carrying bitches' books home. Wait a minute. Hold on, bitch. Carry this bitch's books home. I ain't getting nothing. The fucked up part, I didn't even like her. I just heard, she fucking. Oh, she fucking? Hey, come on. Let me carry your books home. We lived, we stayed kind of far away from our damn school.
Mm-hmm.
Man, then you know what really pissed me off? I done carried this bitch books home. Be like, all right, I'll be right back. I'm going to go, you know, of course you got to go in the house to check in. And you come back, it's another nigga over there. He ain't even from my hood. He all on the porch and shit. Yeah. He going on the hit, man. Can't wait to get to fight this nigga. Talking about what you want to fight him for? Man, that nigga was saying fuck me the other day. Man, motherfucker, he said fuck me. That's all you need to know. He knew what he got beat up for. I'm the first motherfucker he looked at. Hey, man. It wasn't even like that. Then, now, you know, I got to hurry up and beat him up before he tell everybody.
Right, what the story was.
Yeah. Right. Shut the fuck up, nigga. Take this ass whooping, you'll be all right. I mean, come on, man. Ain't nothing worse than you didn't got the pussy all simmered up for another motherfucker. That ain't right.
Oh, my goodness.
I hate dancing in clubs. Motherfucker grinding all on me. And then you see her walking out with dude. He looking at you like, thanks, bruh. She wasn't even holding at first. She told me she wasn't fucking with me tonight.
You didn't warm her all up.
Hell yeah, you got all warmed up in this motherfucker and took her home.
Now usually if you with your guy, he don't want you dancing with no other dude anyway.
No, I'm
and
cool.
And I don't like for motherfuckers to be grinding all on me because one dude, he actually came in his pants. I said, I did not even know that. I did not even know that could happen like that.
You must ain't had no panties on. He ain't felt over nothing but ass. Oh, Lord, he got nothing but ass up right here. He got the sundress on. She ain't shaking nothing but booty. Okay.
No.
He like one, two step. One, two step. One, two, too late. I guess he said, fuck it. Shit.
He said, one dude actually came in his face.
I mean, so did you take that as a compliment, or you, did it freak you the fuck out?
It freaked me out. I didn't know, like, you leaking. I thought he came on the stuff in front of me.
Oh, shit.
Not leaking. That's a retard.
And I had a dude I was dancing with on this floor, and he was grabbing all folks. And he got all hard. He going to tell me, oh, shit, I'm so hard. Don't leave. Don't leave. I don't want nobody to see. I said, well, shit, you want me to keep standing here? You need to buy me a drink. He said, how much is it? I said, give me $10. $10 put in my bra. And I just stood there, kind of danced a little bit. So it went down. The crowd came, and I walked away. Shit. Bye.
Whatever. If my shit get hard, I'm going to leave. As soon as you look back and feel it, I'm going to, hey, you feel that? Yeah, yes, you did. Yeah, I know you did, girl. Come on. Oh, got all nice. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Now, I mean, getting
I'm supposed to babysit it.
I mean, that's bad. You going to get it hard. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about you getting hard, because that happens all the time.
I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
I mean, that's fine, though. I'm saying that's fine, but how you coming? I mean, to me, that's a turn-off, because if you could come that easy,
right.
What the hell? I think you're going to be like, well, as soon as you stick it in.
Shit, you're going to be 9 months
he
pregnant.
He must have been grinding off of your heart.
Oh, my goodness. That day, Cash, you're going to be 9 months pregnant that day.
That day. See, everything coming out that day within hours.
Oh, my God. You're an alien.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Man, I do not want to meet no motherfucker that will grind and get my dick up and will just make me come. I don't even want to meet you. You doing too much.
Why is my fault?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, if that happens, I'm going to be like, thank you. I'm going to buy me a drink. Ooh, for the rest of the night. I ain't got mine on. Shit.
Mission accomplished.
Hell yeah, shit. Can you buy me a drink, bitch? I already came.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I might buy you a drink here. What you buying me this for? You'll find out. I'm good, shit. I can go home, go to sleep now, shit.
Oh, my goodness. I just never knew that could happen. I had never seen no guy do that before. For you to come that quick, I mean, that's just crazy. Without even being in nothing, you're not even, you know, you're not in the wetness, enjoying the warmth of nothing.
He was that motherfucker was in euphoria. He was where he needed to be. He was exactly what he needed. Yep, just grind two more times. There you go. He just hoping it didn't seep all the way through. Oh, God damn it. And it went all the way through.
That is so bad.
Exactly.
If he had on black jeans, you'd have never knew.
Well, he didn't, because I seen he had on blue jeans. It looked like it was just leaking out or something. So I was like, all of a sudden your pants turning, your pants getting wet. I was like, what is going on?
You ain't feel that buzz no more neither. He was good. Shit.
I hurry up and went back and sat down at my table.
He did too, shit. That motherfucker
he didn't
lit up a square.
He kept trying to talk to me. I was like,
hell yeah. He trying to get part two, shit.
He like, girl, you know, ain't nothing like that second one.
Hey, you know, now you know that first one was a quickie. That second one lasts even longer, girl. Now, come on. We can dance for 3 songs now.
Not
3 songs. Yeah. But, I mean, you know what? I ain't got no problem with dancing, you know. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, if you get on me and you grinding, and I mean you grinding, and I'm grinding back up on you, mm-hmm. Yes, motherfucker's going to get hard. It's going to get hard real quick. Don't be surprised. Don't look back at me like, is that what I think it is? What the fuck you thought it was going to do?
Well, shit, you know, I ain't doing all that shit now. Back in the day, shit, I'd be jumping on you, riding you like a horse.
And I'm pulling my dick out at the same time. Wait a minute. What the fuck you was doing? I just wanted to dance.
It was dancing. You remember back in the day when we used to, y'all used to hold us up and dance?
Man.
Didn't nobody used to do that?
Hell yeah, and I'm trying to hold you up to the car, too. Let's go. Hey, I'm not going to sit there. No damn sock out for no hold at the whole lunch hour. Dig hard. And then I'm pretty get ready to make my move, and you done went out the damn side door with him. Oh, dang, this a bitch.
Oh, goodness.
Now you sitting there acting like Father Time.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I mean, you can't get nothing. Another motherfucker that took what you didn't grind it on all night. Now, when you go home, you know what you finna go do.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
You sitting there talking about some goddamn. Not this shit. Hey, and you know what? And you know what the worst one is? When that motherfucker, you be like, all right, so what's happening? Just call me. Call me soon as you leave. And then this motherfucker don't ever answer the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that one real well.
Like, wait a minute. Man, this motherfucker ain't went to sleep. She ain't even made it home yet. How the fuck you don't she made it home? I know where the bitch live. I know there's no way physically possible she could have made it. And you see her next week. I called you last week. I went home and straight to sleep. No, you did. My boy just told me he fucked you that night. You raggedy bitch. I ain't saying y'all lying asses.
Say raggedy. Okay.
I can admit I used to do that a lot. I don't know, and it wouldn't be like, oh, I'm just not going to answer my phone for you. Like, I'm sitting there watching it rain. I just was the type of person, I just didn't call back. I just didn't. No, I didn't answer.
Should have known, motherfucker!
But there was this one time, I don't know, for some reason, you know how when you run into that same guy over and over again, he was the only one that I would always run back into. Anybody else, once I start talking to them, I would never see them motherfuckers again. Him, I would see him everywhere. And I guess he was like, oh, I know how the fuck she is. So when he saw me, it was like, he kept asking me, oh, and where you about to go? And where you about to go after that? And where you about to go? I was like, okay, I understand you want to hang out. I'm like, really?
And I'm be sitting right there on the hood of your car. Hey, ready? I'm waiting on you. I'll give you time to be with your friends for a minute, but yeah, here I am.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, why y'all playing this? Some of you motherfucking women act like that, too. I didn't have walked out the club motherfucking like, so where you going? Huh?
Follow me from one event to the club.
Shit, drill team competition.
And then home.
From the drill team competition to the club, from the club to the... Hey, your mama there? Shit. Open the side window.
Oh, goodness.
man. I'm serious. I had one motherfucker die. I was talking to somebody else. We was in the club. I was talking to somebody else. But you know how you know you came there with somebody. Y'all don't actually go together. But, you know, so, you know, y'all going to break off. But, you know, at the end of the night, y'all going to get together and do y'all thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was the scenario. You know, I'm like, you gonna do you. I'm gonna go fuck around with the fellas. You know, holler at motherfuckers. Ran into a female. I'm like, hey, how you doing? She like, shit, you know, I ain't, you know, been a minute. Yeah, it has. What you getting into tonight? You don't necessarily want to be like, shit, I'm here with old girl. But so you like, well, shit, you know, I'm just chilling. But shit, let me get your number. You know, I get into something, I'll let you know. Walking out the club, motherfucker, say, what you finna do? Probably finna go on to the crib, you know. But shit, I hit you up. I you know, let me go to the crib and shit. Make sure everything cool. I you know, I hit you up to see you come by. You know, man, I be goddamn. Get to the crib, you know, me and old girl. Next thing, you know, like, it's Kyle outside. It's her. I'm like, well, what the fuck? Just ring, ring, ring. This motherfucker fell asleep out there. I'm not bullshitting. Wow. Fell asleep. Nah, this is how fucked up it was. I mean, I think we probably left the club like what? Probably 1:30, 2 o'clock. Well, I got back to the crib about 2:45. I guarantee you by 2:55, she was sitting out there. Let old girl out probably about 5 or something. She was still out there.
Mm-hmm.
6:30, I just tapped on the window like, come on in. Like, come on in. You deserve something. You done been out there all night.
Come on, girl.
Right.
Because you stayed out this car all night, you slept in this car.
You just slept in this car. Shit, I'm like, come on. You deserve something. What? That's loyalty for your ass.
Oh, my God. So she didn't even see, because she was sleeping. She probably didn't even see the girl come out there.
Never seen the girl leave.
That's crazy. See, I don't know. My power, I got too much power. I couldn't do it. And people say that, I be listening to people's stories and stuff, and I'm just being, oh, like, oh, goodness, to me, that's embarrassing to my pride. For me to stoop so low as to have to do all that to get a guy. I don't know. I don't know. It's just, and I could feel somebody, you know, you loved and stuff like that, yeah. Okay, if you need to bust his head, okay, I understand that.
Not bust the head.
Damn, I thought
she was about to say, you know, if you know, you might want to stay over. She said, bust his head.
Right.
Where'd that come from?
Well, you know, women act crazy when they, you know, got their men, they doing something wrong, they ready to beat the shit out of. But I just ain't about to do. I just can't do all that. I don't know, following up behind somebody and, oh, goodness, I just couldn't do it.
I mean, I understand.
Even if I wanted to be with the person, even if I did want to, I still wouldn't even show them that I wanted to. Hell. You know, I'm all about, you the man, you supposed to approach me.
All right, whatever, shit. You liberated ass motherfuckers.
The men do the chasing. That's how it always has worked.
Whatever, shit. I mean, you ain't never fucked me. You ain't ever asked.
Really, I shouldn't have to ask. If you want, that means you never wanted to fuck me in the first place, then.
That's not true. I probably did. I mean, but shit, sometimes, shit, you need to, if you know it and I know it, shit, sometimes it's right for you to speak.
Well, if you knew it, then why you didn't speak?
I might not was 100% sure. You know, y'all got that 5 second rule where y'all already know, yeah, I'm going to fuck them.
Well, I got my own little technique. Just look at the eyes. They'll tell you what I want.
That's probably because they're staring right at the dick. Hey, how you, Janine? I'm up here. You try to shake hands with the dick. No, here's my hand right here. Nice to meet you.
Look, is that an implant?
Niggas just sitting in the bar, slanted down when you come. Here she come. You know, I'm going to sit. You know I'm going to sit so you can see that print. Yeah, what's up, baby? There you go.
That's what y'all try to stick it out more when y'all see us coming anyway. That one leg out. Yeah, girl.
Left leg, baby. Check out the left leg. Check the left leg out. Check it out. What was that one we was infamous for? Ooh, I got a crap right here. What are you? Yeah, right there. You see that? Yep. You get that look. That's what she looked down. That's when you follow the eyes. If them eyebrows go up like, that's when you get. You look at her. You know, you big head down. Look at her. Point at her. There you go. Come on, y'all do little shit too. The blouse, the tight jeans, and all that shit. Come out there. Is it motherfucker had a coat on? Come out that motherfucker. Know that shirt tight. Hold them titties bulging. What? Then they turn around and look at you. Y'all ain't never had an arch in y'all back that. Well, teach you something to make y'all sit up straight. And you motherfuckers walk around with your back just arched.
Ooh, I remember this one dress. Ooh, they used to kill them dead.
It's not the fuck 'em girl dress. It was
sheer. It was straight see-through. Oh, that dress. Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
I'm jealous,
and of course, I ain't wearing nothing on underneath. No underwear or nothing.
Yes, I'm jealous, boyfriend. Hold that motherfucker up. What the fuck you think you going with that old? This is lost her motherfucking butt. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know my pole dress gone. That pole dress burnt up. It was torched.
Y'all
remember that episode of Martin when they went to the club? Gina wants to go to the club. He took her to the club. She started taking that jacket off. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Why you slut in the dress? That's when I was trying to see what was up under it. Nigga said, okay. Now I know. Everybody else ain't got feet.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, when I was little, my old man, my biological dad, him and my stepmom, and I'm not gonna lie, my stepmom, she had a killer body, she did. And he was sitting there, we sitting there watching TV, and she was like, she was on the phone, she was like, yeah, well, I'll be dressing about, give me about an hour, I'll be dressed. So he looked at her and he told her, you ain't going no motherfucking well. He looked at him, whatever, I go where the fuck I want to. You can't tell me I can't go. And he sucked on them teeth. Yeah, okay. He let her go upstairs, get dressed. I never forget. She had the blue jeans skirt on. Thighs were showing. Like I said, she was stacked. She was built really nice. Came out upstairs. That motherfucker looked, and I don't know how he managed to do this, but he cut that fucking skirt off her with that butcher knife, and it never touched the skin, but that motherfucker came straight off. I said, damn. I told you, you ain't going no motherfucking way. Now get your ass back upstairs.
Mm-mm-mm.
Then
that was part of the skirt.
Hey, that's how she. Hey, he gonna look at me. Yeah, yeah, I seen you looking at that ass, boy. You damn right. Yeah. I mean, it was like a Ginsu. He cut that motherfucker off his cake straight off. I thought he sliced her ass in half. I mean, and he went from top to bottom, not bottom to top. He just caught her like, and I mean, she ran upstairs yelling and screaming and crying. A friend knocked on the door. She ain't going. She looked at him. She like, can I go upstairs? I guess she was like, this motherfucker. Unless she was gonna do wrap some sheets and put some sheets together in the night and climb out that window. Now she wasn't going.
Okay. Yeah, my polo dress. Somebody started it on fire. I can't even remember who now.
I'm trying to think. Have I ever did that? Have I ever just like? No, I don't think I've ever done that. I can honestly say I don't think I've ever done that one. Now, I might have got to the club and seen you with that shit on, like, you know I'm going to beat your ass when we get home, right?
Well, see you there.
And praying on out.
And you the motherfucker get your ass whipped in the club. Hey, okay, let me ask y'all this, because I had this debate not too long ago. Now, a while back, I got kids by two different people. Now, I go inside a club. I get into an argument with one of them, and the other one comes, interjects herself into this, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
They about to fight. And I mean, so the security grabs all three of us,
And
the other security guard was like, no, he ain't got nothing to do with it. It's them two. So he's like, who you here with? And I was like, neither one. He let me go back in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Was I wrong?
No, you wasn't with neither one of them, so.
Exactly. They said that I was wrong because I started it. I'm like, well, how did I start it when I wasn't even arguing with neither one of y'all? Both of y'all came arguing with me, which the security guard stated. They was like, he was minding his own business. They both came attacking him. So.
No. Yeah, another thing I wouldn't do.
What, are you in the club?
About to argue with you. If that's personal business, we could keep that at home or to ourselves.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree wholehearted. Shit, we ain't got to be out there arguing. Get home. Because when the motherfucker be talking about, damn, baby, he said that shit to you. I wouldn't have said that to you. But, here you go. It is here you go.
Yeah, because now you got motherfuckers all in your business, like they really trying to protect the woman. They do, you know what I'm saying? And they don't even be knowing what's going on. But
your motherfuckers got shot in the ass because of that.
But have you ever had a scenario like, okay, like for instance, one of your baby mamas or whatever, y'all was broke up. You know, y'all was still kind of together. You know what I'm saying? But really, y'all not together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm
y'all have officially, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, officially, y'all done said it to each other that we're not together no more. So, you know, you've been doing what you do, she's been doing what she do. Y'all ain't been doing it together at the same place. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So what happens if you went to the club or something? Would you get mad if you saw her dancing with a guy?
No, not that, no.
And y'all say y'all weren't together.
No, if we ain't together, I wouldn't get mad at you dancing. I'm going to get on the floor and dance, too.
I mean, even if she was like, well, she was on the guy, like, pumping him. You know what I'm saying? He was holding her up or so whatever.
I'm going to tell you, in all honesty, this would be me. I would walk by and give her that look. Oh, that's what we on, huh? Oh, okay. I'll just give her that
look. It ain't like she knew you was coming or nothing like that. She was already there. She was already there.
And I understand that.
You showed up.
And I understand that. So I figure you got a 10 seconds grace period to tell him, hey, let me go on over here. Because, you know, because now, after I make that turnaround, because, you know, I'm going to walk through the club. Now, when I make that turnaround, don't get mad at what I'm about to do, because I'm finna find somebody else. That's who you want for the night? I'm finna find somebody else for the night.
Well, that shit didn't happen to me. Okay. I didn't even see the motherfucker. First of all, I didn't even see him even come in.
He didn't debo you. He didn't put it in that debo speaker.
It happened so fast. It was just like, I think the dude saw him first. And he just stopped dancing. He stopped dancing.
Yeah, I'm about to split, guys. I'm about to split, homie. I'll get up with you, baby.
And all of a sudden, he just dropped me back to my, you know, I didn't fall, but, you know, he dropped me down to my feet. And so I stood up, and that's when I looked at, because he was looking crazy. So I turned. This motherfucker was coming like a bull. You know, like a bull. Is walking so hard, like, and you can tell the look in his face. The dude looks at me, and I just ran. Even though I felt like, well, that ain't fair. I'm minding my own business. Wasn't bothering you. Why is it that it's a problem when we do stuff? It ain't like we were just trying to do it in your face. He was doing stuff too. Before that night,
when was the last time you fucked him?
I don't know. We were still living together.
You know what? All right, y'all. We're going to end the show tonight. This motherfucker. We got it. Okay.
So just because we was living together, we were still broke up.
You got any last words before we end this goddamn show? They put us off.
Yes. It still was right. Okay.
I know. It sounds good.
We got kicked out of the club.
I'm as well as you should. I'm going to tell you right now, from the bottom of my heart.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
That's what you doing. Look, so you got any last words before they kick us off there?
I enjoyed myself thoroughly, and I'll be back next week. See you, City Beach.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all. Thank everybody called in. Everybody else, I guess they like, fuck it, shit. So thank everybody for calling in, everybody listening, and that's Sin City Radio, baby. We do this every Tuesday and Wednesdays. And, Ace, oh, matter of fact, I got to say, shout out to my girl Slick Mick. Hit me up, man. I got your message. Hit me up. So until next week, peace out, motherfuckers.